Hey, Chad, this is Ruben Franken with the Courier-Times. Welcome to Philly. It's been a while since you played. How big a job do you have in front of you to kind of get back into football mode here?
You know, I definitely have to, you know, get back into football shape. Over the last 6 months, I have been throwing with a couple different quarterbacks and trying to get the ball in my hands as much as possible. But like you said, until I get with the team and I'm doing it every day, I think it's going to help me out a lot. And I do have a challenge, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, Bob Groats, Delaware County Daily Times. Can you tell me about the quarterbacks you've been working out with and how those workouts have gone?
They've gone really well. I worked out with Brian Johnson. He was the old University of Utah quarterback. He graduated a year ago. I've thrown with him a lot. A guy named Zach Connors. He went to, I believe, Southern Utah. A couple of the University of Utah quarterbacks right now. Just anyone I could find, really. It's hard to find because I was a maintenance officer. I'm a maintenance officer out at Hill, so I'm working 10 to 12-hour days, and then I'm trying to go work out after that. So it's hard to – I had probably 6 or 7 different quarterbacks, so it's hard to find someone because not everyone, can do it at certain times. And it's just a – it's definitely been hard, but I've been getting it done.
That Jordan Ron on Comcast Sportsnet. How much interest was there, and how did you end up with the Eagles, and why are you here in Philadelphia as opposed to maybe somewhere else?
Well, I had my first workout on Monday. It was a pro day at the University of Utah, and then my agent got a couple calls from different teams after that on Tuesday. And the Eagles showed the most interest and brought me out here yesterday. I worked out for them today, and everything worked out. I'm definitely excited to be an Eagle. It's a great offense to be in, and just looking forward to learning it.
Is there anything good job you have in front of you, Chad, to kind of get back where you were a couple years ago?
Repeat that, Ruben.
How big a job do you have in front of you to get back where you want to be? You talk about getting back into football shape. How big a task is that to get back where you were maybe 2 years ago?
It's definitely a big task ball-wise, but 2 years ago I'm in a lot better shape. Just physically, I'm stronger. I weigh more, and it's all good weight. I mean, I've been working out constantly for this past year and a half. I mean, it's not like I've been taking a break or anything. Besides the Air Force, which was, my primary mission, after that, my one goal, my one dream in life was to get back on the field and play in the NFL. So, that's my number one hobby. And so I definitely hadn't taken a break by any means. I've, worked 5-6 days a week for the past 2 years.
Chad, this is Jeff Mosher from the Wilmington News Journal. I'm curious if if you had not taken this 2 years off, at the end of your time at the Air Force, do you know if you were kind of considered a draft pick of any sort, or if teams were showing an interest in you?
I think I was always a free agent type. I knew my size was a factor, but I knew I could into camp or got on a team and actually got to show them what I could do on the field, and all my intangibles and how hard I worked. I knew that I could latch on somewhere. So, but regards to draft or free agent, I think I was always a free agent pick.
Are you a return guy, punt and kickoff return, or it sounds like you do a lot of different things?
I am. I do both punt and kick return, Also, slot receiver and a little third down back.
They're calling you a wide receiver, at least on the release. Do you kind of consider yourself a jack of all trades, or a receiver, or a running back, or just whatever they need?
I think my versatility is one of my strengths because I can play a couple different positions. It's whatever they need. I'll do anything, and I'll do anything they ask me. And I'll do it the best I can.
How much, if at all, did you play on the outside at Air Force? And what did the Eagles say that, you know, they envisioned being the best spot for you here?
Well, at the Air Force, I played most time I was there, I was a running back, but I did play slot receiver my senior year. I switched off between that and running back throughout the season. And but as an Eagle, I think it will be a return man and a slot receiver first.
How much have you missed football?
Oh, I miss it every day. I mean, it's awesome to get back into it. I can't even tell you how I feel, but it was tough watching these past 2 years, you know, just thinking and knowing and praying that I'll be back out there and, you know, knowing in my head that I could do it. And it was tough watching, but, you know, it's all worth it after today.
Hey, Chad, it's Les Cohen from the Daily News. You mentioned that you had gained weight since you played in college. What do you weigh now? And I tend to remember, didn't you have like a mini camp tryout with somebody your senior year at Air Force?
I'm in between 185 and, you know, about 193, 194. I kind of fluctuate in between there. I told the Eagles that, and they always said they'd let me know where they want me to be at. But I think my best weight is where I am now, about 186, 187. I think I'm the fastest and strongest there. But, and, yeah, I did have a – I was in mini camp with the Atlanta Falcons coming out of college. And then also had a little tryout with the Bills, but that's it.
Who was the quarterback in Atlanta?
It was when Matt Ryan, that was his rookie year as well, so he was there.
So they kind of brought you in with the understanding that you were going to fulfill your Air Force duties, but they wanted you there anyway, or was, how did that work?
At the time, it was kind of up in the air about my military obligations, but, you know, I did have to serve 2 years. That is the policy.
Chad, what does a maintenance officer do? Can you talk about that a little bit?
It depends. I mean, maintenance, they do a lot, but it depends what aircraft. And, you know, there's, I mean, you think a car is tough. I mean, a F-16 or, I mean, they're 10 times worse. And they're always breaking. But right now I'm part of the 421st Fighter Squadron Black Widows out at Hill Air Force Base in Salt Lake City. And we have 28 F-16s and about 200 troops. And right now I'm the assistant commander, so I'm second in command. You know, our job every day, my job now is to get those jets healthy, make sure they are high every day and fly their sorties to get ready for their deployments.
Dad, when are you able to, you know, put your full-time efforts into football at this point? I mean, how much longer is that the commitment that you have to continue, or is it something that you're now going to turn over and concentrate on football? How does this work?
Well, I'm going through that process right now. I'm trying to get, I'm going to try to get out here to Philly as soon as I can, but that's still up in the air. But hopefully, I'll be back here on Monday. It's just I'm working that out with the Air Force as we speak.
Okay. Is maintenance officer what you've been doing for most of your 2 years, or have you been kind of promoted? I mean, what have you been doing in that 2 years for the Air Force?
Those 2 years in the Air Force, I have been a maintenance officer. That's what I've been doing.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.